Now, one of the things about the study of logic, and it's particularly important when we look at it in terms of the course, is that an argument can be perfectly logical. In other words, that the conclusions logically follow from the premises. But that does not make it true. Just makes it logical, not true. All right. So as Jesus points out repeatedly in this course, the ego is insane because it begins with an insane premise, which we'll examine a little more fully later, but the insane premise that the separation happened. Once you accept that as true, then all the other premises lead to the conclusion. And the ultimate conclusion is that if the separation is real, then God is not. So you could have a logically argued thought system, right, which doesn't make it true. All right, you know, you find this in any of the kind of movies or television shows on courtrooms, which are very, very popular, where the opposing attorneys present very logical arguments, all right, and the purpose is to win over the jury and convince them. Doesn't mean what they're saying is true. In fact, very often both of them lie. All right, in fact, I would say more than often, very often, all right, they lie because they're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in the facts. Right, they're interested in getting the accused either guilty, found guilty, or innocent. Right, and they will use logic to convince the jury that what they are saying is true. And juries don't understand that something could be logical without being true. Right? In fact, very few people really understand that. Even people who understand the kind of a theory of that, in practice, we tend to forget that. Right? It's really the difference between form and content. Logic always has to do with form, not content. I remember when I was in college and I took a philosophy course as a freshman, the first thing we studied was logic, and I remember the professor saying how logically you could prove the moon is made of green cheese. You could prove anything you want. You know, and I remember that really struck me because I never thought of it quite like that before. But that's how we misuse form. So we're always actually in courtrooms trying to prove that we're right and the other person's wrong. That's what's in back of Jesus saying, do you prefer that you be right or happy? Now, we all want to be right. Now, what makes us right is that we win the argument. All right? Indeed, one could say that the entire world as a macrocosm, and our individual lives as a microcosm, are designed to prove that we're right and God is wrong. And we have all the logic, and we have all the witnesses that seem to speak to that. Except we're not aware that we're the ones who choose the witnesses. We coach them, right? We teach them how to lie, so that the conclusion will be reached that we are here and God is not. Right? That we are right and he is wrong. Right. In the section, The Quiet Answer, in chapter 27, Jesus talks about questions. Right? And in that context, he's not very big on questions. Right? Because he says all questions are propaganda for themselves. And one can just extend that the body is propaganda for itself. The world is propaganda for itself. Right? That we use the body to prove that the body is real. That's a very circular way of arguing. But that's what we do. And we say, well, the body obviously is real. Here's my body. I feel, I think, I see, I hear, I taste, I hurt. And that proves, well, obviously there's a world here. And if I hurt, obviously somebody did it to me because I'm not going to hurt myself. And then I have the scars to prove it, whether they're physical scars or they're psychological scars. So we use everything here as propaganda. Propaganda for ourselves. And the word propaganda, as you know, is typically used for what governments do, to put out propaganda to its own citizens and other people in the world to prove that they're right and somebody else is wrong. Right? And here in the usage of the word propaganda, that's not true. It's just made up. So we could use logic, right, to win arguments and prove that we're right and be totally wrong in reality. In fact, the chances are, if we're using logic, we're already wrong. In fact, the whole purpose of this course is to use logic to get us beyond logic, because there is no logic in heaven. Just as the course uses intellect to get us beyond the intellect. It uses our thinking to get us beyond thinking. So it uses logic to out-logic the ego. At which point then the logic of the ego disappears, the logic of the Holy Spirit disappears, and there's nothing left but the reality of God. So just to get back a moment to what I said briefly a while ago, a few minutes ago, the whole idea of logic being an argument being logical but not true is the difference between form and content. Right? So the content of a premise in an argument may be false, but the argument can proceed logically from that premise. And as the Course helps us to understand, there's a purpose behind the logic. There's a purpose behind our choosing the form, and that is to reinforce the truth of the content that we want to establish as reality. And then we use form to prove that we're right.